That was Las Rubias del Norte with I, Raquel. And before that, Fohop by Sergio Mendez. And we started out with Isoa No Tiaco by Wazimba. Captain Fred here with you one more time. Now from the compilation Sound of the World, here's Yasmin Levy.
Thank you. Silence of the Lambs. The recent news that the nation's largest phone companies turned over data on millions of Americans is less surprising than the somewhat muted response it has evoked. If polls are to be believed, nearly 70% of those polled find nothing objectionable with the tracking of phone calls by the National Security Agency, or the NSA. Without directly challenging the accuracy of such polls, the simple fact that folks aren't up in arms marching on the White House like angry cinematic villagers, torches in hand, on the tracks of a Frankenstein monster is stunning. The relative silence of Americans, not pundits who are paid to have an opinion, but of average folks on this earth-shattering issue, suggests that it may be true. What does this say about Americans? It suggests that people have incredible faith in the government, or are so immobilized by fear that they welcome virtually anything the state advances so long as it promises safety. Some will say this is but a natural response after 9/11. Yet this didn't begin on 9/11. Illegal government spying on Americans has a long history in this country, occasioned by the fears unleashed by the Cold War. And even when, in the 1970s, such spying was uncovered, it didn't result in any end to such practices, but a transfer to another file under another pretext. One need only read Frank Donner's 1981 book, The Age of Surveillance, The Aims and Methods of America's Political Intelligence System. This history is long, clear, and undeniable. And most Americans neither know nor seem to want to know about what happened then or what's happening now. That great French observer of America, Alexis de Tocqueville, saw these qualities in Americans over 150 years ago, writing in his 1835 classic, Democracy in America, "A nation that asks nothing of its government but the maintenance of order is already a slave at heart, the slave of its own well-being, awaiting but the hand that will bind it." As the White House and its lapdog press peddle a potion of fear and beats the drum for more war, the alleged guarantees of the Constitution are shredded like tissue paper daily. Wars based on lies. U.S. torture chambers in Guantanamo, in Iraq, in Afghanistan. Secret CIA prisons in Eastern Europe, North Africa, and beyond. The tracking of millions of calls of Americans. Something is broken in Babylon. Yet all we hear today is the silence of the lambs. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.
Saddle. Take my place form. Take my place form. Oh, cause I don't.
Moving into the background now is music by Tom Rigney and Flambeau from their CD Off the Hook. Our set began with Nasi en El Amo by Yasmin Levy, and we had a mashup with Mumia Abu-Jamal and Bill Laswell. That last song was As Far As I Can Run by Marcus James from his new CD Calabash Blues. This is the World Cruise, and things are about to get real raw. So gather up the kiddies and move them from the radio. Here's a new one by The Coup.
Together in bed, giving H-E-A-D head. Y'all motherfuckers heard what we said. Billions made and millions dead. Dead,
there we
dead,
go. Come on, dead, come on.
Work it out, set it up. 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 Work it out. Set it up, Bush and Hussein together in bed, giving H-E-A-D head. Y'all motherfuckers heard what we said, billions made and millions dead. Bush and Hussein together in bed, giving H-E-A-D head. Y'all motherfuckers heard what we said, billions made and millions dead.
In a land not very far away from here, George W. Bush was drinking beer. His daddy was head of the CIA. Now listen up close to what I say. The CIA worked for Standard Oil and other companies to whom they're loyal. In a whole nother land by the name of Iran, the people got wise and took a stand. Told the oil companies, hey, ain't shit funny. This is our oil, our land, our money. CIA got medicine, false info to Iraq to help start the Iran-Iraq war. Pronounce war if I have to be proper. The CIA is the cops, that's why I hate the coppers. Saddam Hussein was their man out there. They told him to rule by keeping people scared, saying any opposition to him, he must crush it. He gassed the Kurds, they gave him the budget. Said you gotta kick ass to protect our cash. Step out a lot and feel our wrath. You know the time without looking at the little hand. Time came for them to cut out the middleman. Children man with no legs and shit, cause a bomb's over. You know the outcast hit, and they really want you to hate him dead, when just the other day they made him head. War ain't about one land against the next. It's poor people dying so the rich cash checks.
Bush and Hussein together in bed, giving H-E-A-D head. Y'all motherfuckers heard what we said, billions made and millions dead. Bush and Hussein together in bed, giving H-E-A-D head. Y'all motherfuckers heard what we said, billions made and millions dead. Work it out, set it up. 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 Work it out. Set it up, 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 work it out. Set it up.
Maybe.
That was Neil Young there, finishing off our political rant musical set. Before Neil was Align Yourself by the Bottle Rockets, and we started out with Head of State by The Coup. In the background is Fisherman Melody by Ragamonica. Here's that contact information I was mentioning earlier. If you'd like to subscribe to our newsletter, the AMPB Report, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to AMPB, PMB 22, 2018 Shattuck Avenue, Berkeley, California, 94704. Or send an email to ampb@california.com. That's PMB 22, 2018 Shattuck Avenue, Berkeley, California, 94704. Or send an email to ampb@california.com. Till next time, this is Captain Fred signing off. Thanks for listening. Bye.